Assistant Director of the Electoral Commission in charge of training, Augustine Okra, has been explaining what the EC is doing to provide Ghanaians with a biometric voter's ID card. He told Radio Ghana the biometric voter's identification will eliminate fraud and multiple voting to ensure fair elections in December.
Biometric registration is simply a technology. And of course, a new one as such, being used by Electoral Commission of Ghana to register voters. I said a new one. How new is this? It is because previously we were capturing applicants' information on the field and then bringing the same to our central database to key in. This time around, we're going to use this technology, and then the data will be captured directly in the field. And it also includes not only their biographic data, which we used to capture previously, but this time around also their biometric data, which means their photographs and their fingerprints.
Political parties have been talking about security of the voters' register. That is why they call for the biometric registration. How secure is it?
It is secure to the extent that this system is capable of eliminating multiple voter registration. Hitherto, we had this problem. Somebody could register at one place and then go to another place and register. This time, people can try. If they do, they'll be caught in the long run because there's a mechanism within the system that will bring that one out, and the people will be found out, and the names that will be eliminated, or they'll be told what to do.
Some critics are still saying that the biometric registration is not a foolproof system against electoral fraud. How do you explain this?
Yes, every activity of man has a human factor in it. So the biometric cannot be 100% foolproof, I agree. But to a very large extent, it can help eliminate most of the problems that we have. The human factors involved, we cannot. For instance, if somebody is a foreigner and the person wants to go and register, he goes to sit in front of the machine cannot identify that the person is a foreigner and so should not be registered. If somebody is a minor, below 18, and the person goes to sit in front of the machine and wants to register, the machine cannot detect. It is human beings who are there, and this, I mean the political party agents, who can then help us say that this one is not a Ghanaian, this one is below age.
Is there any way that somebody could use this biometric voters register to vote twice?
No, because your name can only appear once, so you cannot vote twice. Once you vote at where the name is, it will be checked as having voted, so you can't go to that same place to vote.
Another area of concern has to do with the speculation that is going around that the biometric system could cause cancer. How would you explain this? Is it true or false?
This one, I believe probably they may not have consulted a professional. By that I mean maybe the medical people, you know, because since the machines came, we have been having practices with the machine, and nobody has received any sign or given any sign of getting cancers, you know, and not as we know that the machine can give cancer to anybody who uses it, no.
The Public Relations Officer of the Electoral Commission, Christian Owusu-Pari, says government has provided almost 80% of the funding required for the biometric registration exercise. He also explained what the commission is doing about teething problems confronting it.
The announcement of the exercise in itself was part of the awareness. Indeed, at the announcement of the date for the registration exercise, the chairman indicated that we're going to have some very elaborate public education. And what we intend doing is that we're going to use radio and television a lot. We're not going to limit our education to only radio and television. We are also engaging what we call voter educators or public educators to go out there in the field. And our plan is to engage at least one educator for every electoral area across the country. They are to meet the people in the electoral area, identifiable groups, field-based organizations, and all kinds of associations that can be identified in those electoral areas, to meet them face to face and then explain what is involved in a biometric voter registration to them. So we have a package that will take these educators to every nook and cranny of the country.
There are some people who are old and cannot walk to the registration centers. How do you hope to capture them?
Well, unfortunately, this is a stationary registration exercise. By stationary, I mean they are stationed at a particular location where they've been asked or mandated to register the applicants. We are not doing mobile registration, and so it is not possible for us to go to the house of anybody and register that individual. If we have to do it individually, then there will be several thousands of people we have to visit in their homes. No, that is not the kind of exercise we are envisaging. Everybody who is qualified and must be registered must go to the registration center. If there are some aged people, I think that they can be aided by relatives to go to the registration centers. And what we can do for the aged when they go to the registration centers is that we'll give them a priority, we'll give them preference, so they will not be in the queue for too long. If there is an elderly person who finds it very difficult to walk, he is aided to come to the registration center. We would want to treat such people as quickly as possible so that they can get out of the registration center. But the crux of it is that everybody who wants to be registered must be at the registration center.
People are complaining that because you've been using teachers, you've been disrupting the academic work of students and pupils. They are also raising doubt about who else you may use. Meanwhile, some of us know too well that apart from teachers, we have NGOs like Odeo and all that who have also trained people who could do whatever the Electoral Commission is mandated to do. What is the format now? Are you going to listen to your critics and leave the teachers out?
Indeed, we have not. We have not restricted our recruitment exercise. And by recruitment, I mean the people we engage and deploy as registration officials to the teaching profession alone. We recruit and deploy all categories of people, be they teachers or provided they can provide the services we want them to provide at the registration center or even at polling stations. Yes, it is true that we have tended to use teachers to a large extent because there is a teacher in every part of the country and these teachers are readily available. They have worked with us for a couple of years and so have come to acquire some experience that we always want to rely on. But from reports that we receive and we have also heard on radio that the Ghana Education Service is contemplating not allowing the teachers to be part of this registration exercise as officials. If that happens, it will be unfortunate. But let me say that we do not think that it's all teachers that will be fully engaged over the period of the registration exercise.
Officials of the EC on preparations towards the biometric registration.